I'm Barry Martin, and glad to have you tuned in today. Aloha Broadcast Park Week is continuing, and you may know that over the many decades of broadcasting here, these two radio stations, KVON AM and our sister KVYN FM, have been a a launching pad for some people, a training ground for some people, a mid-career stepping stone for some people. And a lot of folks who have worked here have gone on to much bigger radio stations and television stations and just made really great broadcast careers for themselves. One of those folks is with us right now, and very happy to welcome to the airwaves of KVON again for just a few minutes, Margie Schaefer. Good morning.
Barry, what a pleasure to be here this morning. And it was so fun listening to the news and the ads that were running. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is a time warp. Downtown Joe's still advertising 20-something years on.
Time,
Napa institution.
Yeah, time passes. Some things don't change. So let's hear a little bit of the Margie Schaefer story. Remind me, now this is the first question I have to ask everybody coming on. When did you actually work here?
1995, late 1995 to 97 or 98.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember because there was a little bit of an overlap where I was working for KVON and then also at the time KGO.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at KCBS now.
Right.
So fun. I pulled out my old business card. And I was the news director there at KVON and KVYN. And the taglines, I don't know if you remember, but KVON 1440 AM, smart radio.
Oh, yes.
You're still smart, Barry. You're still smart. And the Vine, KVYN, was Hot Hits Uncorked.
Yes.
You don't use, do you use that tagline anymore?
We do not.
You do not?
We do not. Did you come from Vail?
I came from I was working in Vail. I was working, well, initially Aspen and then Rocky Mountain Radio Network, which was a series of five stations. I was broadcasting on all of them, Vail, Summit County, Crested Butte, Steamboat, and Aspen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I was there for many years,
yes.
Nearly a decade there in the Colorado Mountains. But KVON and KVYN, even though my stint was short there, it was very impressionable, and there's so much news that came out of Napa Valley, and it actually did launch me into the San Francisco market without a doubt. And it was actually a very sad story that many of your listeners will remember. Is a story that made my career, and now it's sort of a sad thing to remember, but Quimby Gelati, who was the Napa High School senior who died in that water slide collapse.
Mm-hmm.
It was a school trip, went to Concord to Waterworld, and it was such a horrific story. And dozens, I want to say 30-something kids were injured. And, of course, Quimby Gelati, 18 years old, died in that water collapse. And when it happened, KGO couldn't get a reporter there, and so they called up KVON, and they said, well, when the bus comes back to the high school, could you do a live shot for us? And I said, oh, yeah, of course, because, you know, we were covering it. I don't know if you remember that day, Barry.
Sure do.
It was horrific. It was horrific. It seemed surreal that here these high school seniors are going on their fun trip and then just all this chaos and injury. So went back and met the bus. And, of course, you know, these kids got off the bus just numb. And for all they had seen and experienced, and it was later. I want to say it was like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon by the time the buses came back. Did that story for them and covered the memorial that was held in the gymnasium, and hundreds of people there. And, so 20 years on, that's really the story that launched my career. Mm. They heard me do that story. I did that story for them. And then they they hired me on doing part-time work, just covering Napa Valley stuff, and then eventually moved on. But we had a lot of news. I mean, of course, we had some fun news. How could it not be fun, you know, covering the wine industry? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of antics and fun stuff going on in Napa Valley. But, of course, you've had, I mean, really serious news. Before you had the fires and the earthquakes, you know, more recently in my era, we had the flood,
right?
Because that was before the flood project. And even the politics of getting that flood project passed was so big. And I remember, if I'm remembering right, that even getting that target in there off of Imola, that was a big battle, too.
It was a big story because the city council demanded architectural changes. Remember that? The design had to look a certain way. It didn't look like Napa.
Right.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, yeah, well, of course you have a target. Have a target, but... But the Napa, I remember coming into the newsroom when I was very first hired, and there was a pair of rain boots, like a community pair of rain boots.
You'll need these. Yep.
if you have to go out and it's raining, you pull on those rain boots and you might be slogging through. And the very first year that I moved there, the first February, I think it was 1996, it rained every day.
Mm-hmm.
So there was quite a bit of flooding that year.
Yeah.
And then that Measure A passed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I thought, when all the rain came this year, and he said, oh, got to send somebody up to Napa. And of course, they're, you know, from San Francisco. I said, yeah, but it won't be as bad as it once was.
Yeah.
They did that flood project.
Yep. So did you, were you, as I remember, you were always on a track to be a broadcaster. It was like ordained for you somehow.
Well, it just, I don't know if it was ordained. It's just what I've done. I mean, the only two jobs I've ever had in my life have been, broadcasting and waiting tables.
Mm. Which do you prefer?
Yeah. Yes. The tips were better than waiting tables,
yeah.
But, you know.
You rarely get a tip when you're reporting.
No. Well, actually, it's a different kind of tip.
Different tips,
and
yes.
And news, but yeah, we do get tips, but yeah, not the monetary kind. Yeah. And now you're back, too.
Let's
go full circle.
That happened, yeah. Yeah, you just when you think you're out, they pull you back in, right, they're saying.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about how the business has changed. You've been here in the Bay Area now 20-plus years, sounds like,
right.
22, 23 years, working in this particular broadcast market. And we've all seen these immense changes with big stations like KGO and different ownerships and so on, and you've watched it all happen. I'm sure things are not the same at KCBS as they were 10 or 15 years ago. What are the big trends that we don't really see or hear as consumers of the broadcast product?
Oh, wow. Well, I actually think that people hear them, but it's a little more subtle. Even in big stations, we do more with less nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the technology has changed dramatically. And so there are sounds that are missing, like, you know, toppling carts or for people who don't know, a cart machine, it almost looks like an 8-track tape, which we were using in the 90s that play. And, you know, you're doing a lot of juggling now on a computer screen. It's, you know, you're pointing and clicking. So, but sometimes you can click something wrong and it doesn't sound exactly right. That's the beauty of live radio, right? I noticed that you did the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, traffic has changed where I am right now as well. KCBS, you know, we don't have an Air Force anymore. We haven't for a couple years.
Yep.
So there's belt tightening, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of it's... You talk about the sausage making. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors. The good thing about radio, just like I'm speaking with you on the phone, we do have that ability, you know, that television doesn't always have, although they sometimes do it too, where you can get people on the phone, you can get people on clean lines now with the internet. We weren't really using the internet. I even looked at on the business card that I had before. We did have a website, but I didn't even have an email address on that business card. That's all come. I mean, we would make beat calls in the morning. We would call the dispatch, you know, for the police department.
It was a phone-based job, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And now, you know, with Twitter and email, and we would get faxes. We would get, this is an era of the fax machine, too. Mm-hmm. We would get, you know, a lot of news releases. So first thing in the morning, come in and, you know, sort out the press releases that you might have received overnight on the fax machine.
Yep.
The whole idea of rip and read, where you would have printers with the AP newswire, where it was just printing and here, we had a printer. It wasn't just, you know, falling like it used to, where it would just stack up and then you'd have to rip it that way. But we still had in the KV, you know, there on Foster Road, we still had that AP. There were dots on the side, the holes on the side of the print paper where you would read it with the AP copy. So that's changed. There's obviously been a lot of consolidation in the industry, and it warms my heart to hear the owners of KVON and KVYN now are community based. That's how it was with Tom Young. I was obviously brought in with the second era with Charlie Moss, who I absolutely adore. But, you know, he didn't live in Napa. And it makes a difference when you have an ownership that's tied to the community. You know, now I work for corporate radio, which has changed dramatically. I work for KCBS, but it's no longer owned by CBS.
Right.
I mean, we have those call letters now, but we're not owned by CBS. We were sold to a company called Entercom. I don't know how many years now, 2 or 3 years now. And so that's changing. So, yeah, there's a lot. And then, of course, KGO, which also, that breaks my heart because that's changed a lot. I mean, those were some great talk shows that were local, and we had a local news team, and that's all gone. It's just been decimated.
Yeah, and what some people probably don't connect to, if you had to care about radio, I guess, and listen to different stations to know this, but Tom Young was really trying to build a little mini KGO here in Napa. He had such admiration for the way they did things, and he would constantly make references to Mickey Luckoff. He would, you know, meet with him and get ideas and trade information. And he worked a lot of arrangements. Like, we had affiliation with ABC News right in the shadow of KGO as an owned and operated ABC station. Normally, they wouldn't have let that happen, you know, 40 miles away. And, you know, he worked that deal and worked his contacts and relationships. There might have been some wine involved. I don't know.
But, well, absolutely, and I have to say, I think, you know, he did a great job.
Yeah,
because I know Mickey Luckoff was also about that live and local, that whole that sort of mindset of, you know, keeping it close to the community, and even if it's a big station or a big city or, you know, the Bay Area, keeping it close to home. And I'll tell you what, KVON, this is what was so great. I mean, I'll toss out some names here, but, you know, all the local shows, you know, from, you know, Wine with Bob Cranston, Swap Shop. Is Swap Shop still on the air?
No, it's not. but I'm sure some people still miss
that
it.
Show. Yeah. you know, people call up, and you know, this was pre Craigslist.
Yeah. It was pre everything. Yeah.
Swap Shop. Love that. People call up and say, I have some. But it was such a slice of Napa. The things they were selling, I mean, some of the things people would sell and or want to trade or looking for advice, that was great.
I was back in the Midwest some months ago, and as I usually do, I'm scanning through radio stations as I'm driving, and I came across some rural market station doing a radio tradio or swap shop program. And man, did it take me back. You know, it was.
It was great. And then just, you know, the local, your local people, like you know the community, you can talk about it, you live it every day. You have people come in that, you know, are the real newsmakers, your politicians, your winemakers. I mean, I think about some of the characters. I mean, Robert Mondavi used to come in, you know, to the radio station mm-hmm. and to have a chat. I remember my buddy, Warren Mufich, who passed away this past year that I was friends with in Rotary. Mm-hmm. I was in the Rotary Club as news director there at KVON. Great guys and gals in that organization.
Yeah.
These are amazing people. Warren, you know, dying in his 90s this year, home winemaker, mm-hmm. Just good all-around guy, World War II vet. I met some amazing people in Napa, mm-hmm. and there are a lot of great people still there.
When you think about walking into this building, this Broadcast Park Place back in those days, who were the people you were working with? I'm having trouble remembering who worked here when and who worked with who and all
that. Oh, okay.
Like, who do you think of?
Maxine Carlin, of mm-hmm. course.
Yeah.
Have you had her on?
Not yet. I'm making notes.
Yeah,
I'm remembering people every day.
She's still got a place in St. Helena.
Yeah, I should
have
get in touch
get her
with
on.
Maxine. I haven't talked to her in a while.
Yeah. Scott Hankins was the writer.
Yeah.
He lived in American Canyon, would come up early in the morning. George Waters.
Yep.
You remember George?
Sure do.
And another George Martin.
Yes, okay.
Whose daughter is, I believe, still a doctor in Napa.
I'll be darned.
Let's see. Then some weekend people. Natalie Leong.
Okay.
Eli Kuo. These are people that kind of came in and out. These were people who were like straight out of college.
Right.
Were just sort of making their way. I think that was sort of my
mm-hmm.
era.
Your gang?
And of course, Scott.
Scott Craig?
Scott Craig.
Yep.
Yes.
Scott's going to be on end of the week here to kind of
that's wonderful.
Tie up
yeah.
all the loose ends. Very good. Let me ask you one last question, Margie. Would you recommend to somebody listening, young person listening today, go into a broadcasting career?
Very.
Silence, a long silence.
I know. It's really hard. You're going to make me cry because it's just changed a lot. I'll tell you what. There's always going to be a need for information. Always going to be a need for information. There's always going to be a need for honest information, for critical question asking. The problem is right now in broadcast, there's less, there's just fewer players. So there's less opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's always a need for it. I got to be honest, the wages have gone down,
mm-hmm.
You know, stayed stagnant, let's just put it that way.
Yep.
So I think that if someone loves the medium, there's also a consolidation of media. So, you know, we're doing now, I'm going to have to be trained on videos. There's videos, there's writing, there's audio, there's podcasts. There's a way to make it work. It's just, it's an industry in transition. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, that's a good way
to be
it.
Willing to learn and change and move.
Absolutely. Well, Margie Schaefer, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you. I enjoy hearing you on KCBS any chance I get. You, in my opinion, maybe top five all-time radio voices that I've ever worked with and listened to.
Oh.
Just enjoy hearing you do your thing. You're so good at it. And I hope I will run into you soon covering some not-too-terrible news story.
I hope so, too, Barry. You know I admire you, and thank you for helping to launch my career.
Yeah, I did.
You hired me.
I did very little, but it was a good decision. It was definitely a good decision. Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
All the best. Happy picnic day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. All right. Margie Schaefer, who you will hear frequently on KCBS, of course. Time for a little break here as we have our Aloha Broadcast Park Week underway. This place, this institution in Napa, this little weird facility out on Foster Road won't be around too much longer as we're moving to our new studios in just a few weeks. And this is going to become housing, badly needed housing for Napa. I'm not actually, you know, the building as it is would make a lovely... No, never mind. Probably better to tear it down.